Fiji's main political parties, traditional paramount chiefs and the union movement have sent a petition to the country's president, Ratu Apeli Nalataki, demanding he allow the formation of a caretaker government to run the country ahead of the 2014 election. This petition comes as the Constitutional Commission drafting the new constitution has wound up its public submission stage. Campbell Cooney has more.
The petition has been signed by the leaders of Fiji's main political parties, a representative of its traditional chiefs and its union movements. One of them is Mick Beddoes, the leader of the United People's Party and the opposition leader in Parliament before the 2006 coup.
Basically, we're obviously expressing our concerns about the actual process and a number of issues that we have repeatedly and previously raised. And we're also calling for the creation of a caretaker government, which was what was recommended by the Court of Appeal in 2009, to ensure that, in fact, the elections in 2014 are free and fair and transparent.
In 2009, after that court ruling, Fiji's military-backed regime scrapped the country's constitution, and it's ruled by decree ever since, a move that has sidelined most political parties and limited the power of unions and chiefs. The petition raises 49 points of concerns they share. It's been sent with the commission tasked with drafting Fiji's new constitution coming to the end of its process.
We have no problems with the commission and the commissioners as they are.
And while the politicians have no issue with the commission's existence, they, like many other groups, are concerned with the strict rule enforced by the interim government that it provide immunities for those involved in the country's four coups.
In those decrees, there are some non-negotiables. And there's also the matter of the immunity being part and parcel of the constitution document per se. And there's also the way in which the Constituent Assembly is going to be constituted. And our concern is that it's going to be controlled throughout by the interim regime rather than being free and open and fair. So therefore, it makes gives a lot of opportunity for manipulation in terms of the outcome. And we're calling for the establishment of a caretaker government that has people involved that have nothing to do with political parties or have any known affiliation with them. So they're non-political in a sense. So they're independent of either side of the divide that we currently have.
How much impact the petition will have is hard to gauge. President Ratu Apeli Nalatikau is a former member of the interim government, and he was appointed to the presidency by interim Prime Minister Commodore Frank Bainimarama. Mr. Beddoes says they're yet to hear anything from him.
That's Campbell Cooney reporting.